نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد حديث أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى ريتد حديث المسلم شريف البخاري شريف also نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نے فرمایا جس نے جمعہ کے دن غسل جنابت کی طرح اچھی طرح غسل کیا اور جلدی مسجد میں گیا اس کو حرم شریف میں ایک اونٹ قربانی کرنے کا ثواب ملتا ہے ابو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنہ جمعہ کے دن جلد از جلد جانے والا ایسا ہے جیسے ہڈی کا جانور ہڈی منی we perform Hajj and after that we do Qurbani after Hajj that's called said Hadi ka janwar oont Qurbani karne ka sabab like a person perform Hajj and after that he slaughtering the camel in Makkah Mukarrama in Mina so itna zyada sabab is a lots of reward is a lots of reward Ibn Majah Sharif mein hai ke Abu Hurairah Allah ta'ala ki riwayat hai آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا جو خطبہ کے بعد آتا ہے وہ صرف نماز کے لیے آتا ہے وہ صرف اس کو صرف نماز کا ثواب ملے گا اس کو جلدی آنے کا ثواب نہیں ملے گا ایک اور روایت ہے ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی یہ روایت کنز العمال میں اور بخاری کی شرح میں عمدۃ القاری میں علامہ عینی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ملائکہ دروازوں پر لوگوں کا نام اور کس وقت آئے ہیں what time you entering in a masjid on Friday so they're writing the names and the time یہ دو چیز لکھتے ہیں کہ فلاں شخص فلاں وقت آیا فلاں امام کے خطبہ کے وقت آیا فلاں اتنے ٹائم پر آیا سو ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ حدیث also mentioned in عمدۃ القاری جب جمعہ کا دین آتا ہے تو اللہ کی حمد کا جھنڈا the angel carrying the flag of the hamd of Allah the praising of Allah tabarak wa taala we call liwaul hamd farishton ko and jibril alayhi salam staying in makkah and he come with lots of angels and the angels spread out in the world angel spread out in the world and they go to the doors of every Jame Masjid where the Jummah take place, not Jamaat Khan, where the Jummah take place, wherever the Jummah take place. And they are shining like a 14 moon, the angel. So they writing, those who come first, those who come before Imam, normally Imam come for khutbah, those who come before Imam, Allah write their name, Sabiqeen. Sabiqeen, this person is first present in masjid for listen to khutbah. And jo Jumaa ke baad aata hai, uska likha jata hai, just came for namaz. So, in this hadith, we understand that how important to come early on Friday in a masjid, the angel write my name, my name and my time. Like, normally we go to work, they write, we have to write our time, what time you came in and what time you're leaving. Here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's angel, they're writing our name and also the time. The more also Jumaa ke din kya parna chahiye jaldi aakar masjid mein. Ibn Sunni, Imam Tabrani mein and Imam Ghazali Ahya Ulum mein and Allama Haythami Majma'u Zawaid is there. So many volumes of his hadith book. Subhanallah. Anas radiallahu ta'ala ki riwayat nagal karta. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, jo Jumaa ki subah ko namaze subah se pehle, on Friday, before Fajr namaz, teen bar astaghfirullah padhe, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum واتوب الى موست اوف ذا پیپل نو ذا استغفار استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب الى three times just before فرض of فجر صلاه. So Allah will forgive his entire past sins, even though that his sins equal up the foam of the ocean. Allah uske sare guna maaf kar deta hai. And Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated that those who recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ immediately after Juma namaz on its place. We sit and read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 7 times and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ 7 times 7 مرتبہ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So Allah will protect him from one Juma to another Juma. Protect from what? Mentioned clearly here that Allah will protect him from shaitan and from evil a'mal. Guna. You got me? Just read. But Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi mentioned another place here, Surah Fatiha also. 7 times. Surah Fatiha 7 times. Qul huwa Allahu 7 times. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak 7 times. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. No one can do black magic and shaitan cannot trouble you and Allah will stop you from evil work, evil actions, from guna, from sins. Anas radiallahu ta'ala's hadith narrated in Kanzul Ummal, Ali Muttaqi rahimahullah said, jo shaks juma ki namaz ke baad apni jagah baitha ho, uthne se pehle, before you get up, and straight after faraz of juma, recite 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. How many times? 100 times. Our language, bro, 100 times. Understand? Understand? 100 times. If a person recite, that's the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. It's a very powerful dua. Believe me, Imam Bukhari mentioned the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, and add Astaghfirullah. What will happen? 100 times. Uske ek lakh guna maaf ho jayenge. Allah will forgive his 100,000 sins and 24,000 of his parents' sins also. ماں باپ کے بھی 24,000 گنا معاف ہوں گے اور پڑھنے والے کے 100,000 گنا معاف ہوں گے. علی متقی mentioned this حدیث in the page number 767 in کنز العمال. ابن حبان mentioned in his تفسیر ابن صحیح ابن حبان, اللہ اس کو مالدار بھی بنا دے گا. اللہ will open the doors of sustenance for him. So اللہ تعالیٰ said in the Quran, once you finish namaz and go and find a rosy, وَبْتَغُوا مِن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. مِن فَضْلِ meaning here, sustenance. So if a person recite this and go, definitely Allah will open the doors of sustenance for him, inshallah. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in Ahya ul-Ulum, Jumaa ke baad ye dua behtar hai, jo shaks is dua par hameshgi karega, those who read always every Friday, so Allah will keep him away from creation to ask and beg. Meaning Allah will open his way. Allah usko kisi ka mohtaj nahi banayega. Ye matlab hai. Allah is not going to make him mohtaj to ask from anybody. Allah will open his way. Ye kaun keh raha hai? Imam Ghazali said, hamara tajruba hai. Allah definitely will grant him sustenance. Imam Ghazali aur aage likhte hain, Allah will open the doors of sustenance, ظاہری اور باطنی. Allah will open outside also and Allah will open the doors of his heart also. لیکن کس کے لیے ہے؟ جو شخص ہر جمعہ کے بعد اس کو پڑھے گا, within 2 or 3 جمعہ he will see the effect of this اعمال. سبحان اللہ بحمدہ, سبحان اللہ العظیم, استغفر اللہ. Some scholars say, اگر یہ قرض دار ہے تو سب سے بیسٹ عمل ہے, if he's a مقروض, he's paying, he's owing people's money, best Friday after Juma فرض نماز, sit down and read 100 times Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah. Because this is the wazifa Allah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah brought the hadith. Kalimatane habibatane. These two sentences. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. Very dear to Allah tabarak. Allah love these two sentences. Kalimatane habib. Habib meaning Allah love this person also. Those who recite the sentence also, Allah love them also. Khafifatan al-lisan, saqilatan fil mizan. It's very light on my tongue to say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, but it's so heavy on the day of Qiyamah in the scale. So this is a very powerful mention here by Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Allama Zubaydi rahmatullah alayhi say, so once you finish that, Qul huwa Allah wahad 7 times, Falak 7 times, Nas 7 times, then you read this dua which is mentioned in Ahya Ulum. Allahumma ya ganiyu, ya hamidu, ya mubdi'u, ya mu'idu, ya rahimu, ya wadud. These are the names of Allah. Allahumma ya ganiyu, ya hamidu. Once, you have to read just once. Allahumma ya ganiyu, ya hamidu, ya mubdi'u, ya mu'idu, ya rahimu, ya wadudu. Agnini bihalalika an haramik, wagnini bifadlika an man sewaak. Allah khub halal rozi de aur dusre ke samne mangne se mujhe bacha le, grant me lots of halal sustenance and save me to ask people. Allah will open his way. So this is the dua. You just few names of Allah and that Allahumma, this is the dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua. Allahumma akfini bi halalika al-harami. A sahabi came by Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala and says, I got so much debt on my head. Then Hazrat Ali says, can I tell you the dua which I heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Even though you got the debt, the amount of Uhud, Allah will make it easy to pay back. This is the dua. Allahumma akfini bi halalik an haramik. You can Google out by today, so easy. This dua. And you can see the virtues written there in the hadith. Allahumma akfini. This is Maktaba Shamila, if you know the Arabic. There's more than 5,000 books is there. You can find all the hadith there. Allahumma akfini bihalalik and haramik. But you must clarify it with some sheikh first. This is a sahih or not. Or modu hadith, made up. Sometimes they made up from past people. You know that. Sometimes Israeli revived. Sometimes they made up. So today is lots of Yahudis also did the ulama. They caught so many in Medina University. They were studying. And there, the story of Uzbekistan and Bukhara and Samarkand, I went there, I asked them, how can this happen? He says that from Japan, that so many the Jew people came and they studied, they sent their children in Bukhara, in Imam Bukhari, we're living there, who studied and they became a big alim, big alim. Most of the Jew boys, they became alim and they became the mufti after that. And they started running because they were so clever and people don't know this, so this, mashallah, big alama, buzruks. And they were running the hukumat and what happened? Ulama ke darmiyan mein ladai karwai or did take over the whole Bukhara, Samarkand, Tashkent, and you know the history of what happened after that. That you can't even say the La ilaha illallah. You can't even read one ayat. If they find little but the Quranic ayat, what happened? They straight away they kill you. So they studied all the things. So you have to find out, clarify first that this is the hadith made up hadith or is a real hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, those who say the lie hadith and they direct towards me, so Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah save us. He says, he sit his book of Jahannam from this world. He will go in Jahannam. May Allah save all of us. Remember. Amen. So the hadith, Allahumma akfini bihalalika an haramika wagnini bifadlika amman siwak. One mu'amal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah. Say, recite Durood Sharif as much you can on Friday night and Friday. Because approximately 70,000 angels come from Allah to read Salatu Salam and Durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every Friday. The time we read Durood Sharif, Man Salla Alayya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who read on Friday are lots of Durood upon me. Best things, if I read Durood Sharif here, the angel will take my Durood Sharif with my name and my father's name. And they said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, this is the Durood of so and so, meaning the Ibrahim ibn Qasim. This is durud, Ya Rasulullah. If a visitor come to my house, if my friend come to my house, every day, every second, every third day, I know him very well. And if somebody comes after months and months and months, once he came, who are you? I see you. I saw you last year. Oh, I don't know, forgot. So you're going to forget. But a similar example for me and you, that if you send Durood Sharif every day, and your name is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you've been recognized. Whose Durood is Durood Sharif is that? Whose Durood Sharif is this? There are so many stories. Have seen the Akabirin when they passed away, that they asked the angel, why so and so person not sending Durood Sharif no more now? They said they passed away. So many like the stories there. So if you read Durood Sharif, my name is mentioned always to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is the gift was given to Ya Rasulullah from so and so persons. So your father's name mentioned, your name mentioned. So how much Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remember us inshallah on the day of Qiyamah. And plus the hadith, you will very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah because of Durood Sharif. Isliye kasrat se Durood Sharif padte rahe, padte rahe, padte rahe, padte rahe. Allahu Akbar. One more thing. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala's hadith, Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah narrated. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, تم میں سے جو شخص سب سے زیادہ مجھ پر قیامت کے دن قریب ہوگا, the person is going to be very close to me on the day of قیامت, جو مجھ پر بہت درود پڑے گا, who will send درود and salutation upon Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جو شخص جمعہ کے دن اور جمعہ کی رات میں درود پڑے گا, اللہ will fulfill his 100 needs. سو اس کی ضرورت, so many zarurat we got, so much needs we got, Allah will fulfill his 100 needs. And amongst them, 70 on the day of Qiyamah and 30 in this dunya. Every Friday, the person recite Durood Sharif. Minimum 300 times. Maximum 3,000 times. Minimum 300. The smallest durud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once you walk from here to house, you can finish in 310, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu, in Bukhari, in Muslim. You can see behind all the hadiths, so and so, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this durud sharif is written in all the hadith book, in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Tirmidhi, in Abu Dawud sharif. This is the shortest one you can read. If it's hard for you to read the Durood Ibrahim and many other Durood Sharif is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah will fulfill his 100 needs, 30 in this dunya and 70 on the day of Qiyamah when you need it. And Allah Pak, ek farishta mukarrar farmayega, wo meri kabar mein uske durood ko ehtimam se pesh karega. The special angel will take his durood from him and he will come to me, to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will give your gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jis tarah tum tahai pesh karte ho, how like you give gift each other. Similarly, the angel take our gift and give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aage kya likha? Farishta, uska nasab aur kabile ke saath taaruf karata hai. I said only one hadith, name and father name. And he had tribe name also. Patel hai, Fula hai, Fula hai. So you know, but mention. The hadith is quoted by Imam Bayhaqi rahimahullah. Says, mujhe khabar dega aur apne roshan sahife mein usko likh lunga. It's going to be by me that Durood Sharif, and I will have make intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam farmaya, jo mujh par jumah ke din durood padega kasrat se, the person who recites Durood Sharif abundantly on Friday night, Qiyamah ke din, I will make intercede for him. Shifaris karunga main. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ki riwayat hai, jumah ki raat mein aur jumah ke din kasrat se durood padho, jo aisa karega uske liye main Qiyamah ke din gawahi dunga. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the person who recites Durood Sharif as much he can on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to be witness for him in front of Allah. That's why, one thing might you heard or not, when you go for Umrah, remember always. my belief and your belief, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. Is that hadith of Dawud Sharif, authentic hadith? All the Anbiya, they are alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. So, our Akabirin, what they used to do, because sometimes you learn something, but you can't find a book from the Awliya Kiram, from Sahaba and Tabi'in, what they used to do. So mention here, when you finish Salatu Salam, As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Habiballah. Ibn Umar, just a short duruj, short salam. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Sayyidina Abu Bakr. As-salamu alayki ya Abi. Because Hadrat Umar, his father. So he used to read salam like this. Always short salam. Because now it is too busy there. So he said, at least short salam. As-salatu as-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Salatu salam ho tum par aur Allah ke rasul. Then more further you go, assalamu alayka ya sayyidana Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Then assalamu alayka ya sayyidana Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. But once you finish assalatu wassalamu alayka ya rasulallah, after that you must say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You can hear yourself also. You say not too loud, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Thinking, you reading, same like Sahaba was reading Kalma in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You reading your Kalma in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be witness of their iman, of Sahaba's iman. Similarly, today also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's listening my salatu salam, is listening your Kalma also, is going to be witness for you on the day of Qiyamah to my and your iman. Ye bahut kam aisa milta hai. Both come. When you go in Riyazul Jannah, may Allah Ta'ala give all of us the opportunity. Now it's too hard, but may Allah make it easy to enter in at least for two rakats. Once you read two rakat namaz, what our Kabirin say? Once you finish, Ya Allah, this is the place of Jannat. This is the Riyazul Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself, Ma bayna mimbari wa qabri rawzatum min Riyazul Jannah. Between mimbar, my mimbar, and between my house, the place is called part of the Jannah. Rawzatum min Riyaz al-Jannah. So you read two rakat namaz there and say, Allah Pak, you brought me in Jannah. You're not going to deprive me the real Jannah also. You understand? This type of du'as our Kabin used to make. SubhanAllah, amazing du'as, you know. So the Salatu Salam, remember, the Ashadu Kalima, whenever Allah take you for Umrah, you must read Ashadu Allah ilah. You renew your iman always when you go there. Renew like, you know, جددوا إيمانكم بكلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is says, I'm going to make intercede for him on the day of Qiyamah. Juma ke din Hazrat Malaika ka khas ehtimam hota hai. On Friday, Hazrat Ali رضي الله تعالى عنه says, Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in his kitab Al Qawl Al Badi, Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi have taken the in Fazail Al Durud most of the hadith, most from Al Qawl Al Badi. Allah ne farishton ko noor se paida kiya. Allah created the angel from noor. Zameen par juma ki raat aur subah ke alawa nahi aate hain. The most of the angel come only juma night and juma day. Most of the angel, they come juma night and juma day. Special angel, they come. Unke haathon mein sone ka kalam hota hai. They had the pen made with the gold and chandi ke dawat hote hai, and the ink pot made with the silver and noor ka kagaz hota hai, and the kagaz and page is like made with the noor light of Allah. And wo kya karte hai? Jisse wo sirf durood likhte hai. Those who read durood sharif, they write the durood sharif and send it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Durood sharif ki bahut fazilat. Allah love his nabi so much. Allah love his nabi so much. Inna Allahu malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi. Not for any other Nabis, but you can see special Nabi. Allah Ta'ala said himself in the Quran, Allah and his angel sending salam to who? Rasulullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. I mentioned to you before also that I am saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And Allah Ta'ala telling me, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu. Hey, iman walo, durud sharif padho. And what we say? Allahumma salli ala. Hey Allah, you read durud sharif. What is the meaning of this? We don't understand. Allah telling me and we telling Allah. Allah telling me, telling us, and we telling Allah. Meaning, you don't understand the dignity and rank of my Nabi. You send me, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Hey Allah, you take my durud sharif and according to your, SubhanAllah is great. Hey Allah,
Weak, Allah says, you can't send directly to Rasulullah because you don't know the respect and dignity and rank of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I will send your Durood Sharif behalf of you to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at me. This is so powerful that on Friday, try at least 300 times, read Durood Sharif. So, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be under the shifaris of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrated. Jumaa ki roshan raat mein aur roshan deen mein khub Durood Sharif padho. Read Durood Sharif as much you can on Friday night and Friday. Is liye ke Allah ke nabi kya farmate hain, tumhara durood represented to me every Friday. So main tumhare liye dua karunga. Kya karunga? Istighfar. I'm going to make istighfar for you. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Shamail al-Tirmizi, if anybody used to give any gift to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Madinah Munawwara, or wherever in Safa, he used to give straight away the replacement, something else to him. You gave me this, you take this. You gave me this, you take this. He used to always give back to the person some gift. Today, he is sleeping in his grave. We sending the gift of Durood Sharif. What will give us? Some money? Pound? No. Istighfar. He will make istighfar for me and for you. If you read Durood Sharif, inshallah, we will be under dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One more thing is now important. Jumaa ki Imam Dar-e-Qutni, Imam Dar-e-Qutni, Dar-e-Qutni is hadith book. Allama Sakhavi also mentioned, Jumaa ke din mujh par 80 martaba mentioned about this Durood Sharif. Is written on the window. Shabe Juma or Yame Juma, not specified only after Asr. Anytime you read. But normally our Kabil used to read 70 times after Asr. Kisi ne aras kiya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, durood kis tarah padhi jaye? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa nabiyika wa rasulika nabiyyal ummiy. This is a powerful word. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad abdika wa nabiyika wa rasulika nabiyyal ummiy. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi, also can say there. Allahumma salli ala. Shah Waliullah Sahab Rahmatullah is Khandan. The family, whole family. They used to dream a lot, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mention you can see in Fazail Amal, Fazail Durood. They used to read this Durood Sharif a lot. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi. You experience, you will see Rasulullah. I don't want to say that. You will see, inshallah. You will see. You try your best. 1,000 times. Every Friday night. Within 2-3 nights, you will see Rasulullah. You will see it. It's my experience. SubhanAllah. You will see so many times. So many times. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. You can't forget the face of Rasulullah. This one hadith is narrated in Al-Qawl al-Badi and also in 40 Durood is written there. Ke jo shakhs 7 juma tak har juma ko 7 martaba for 7 Fridays, every Friday 7 times, every Friday 7 times, for 7 Friday person recite this Durood Sharif, my shafaat is wajib, my intercession is wajib for him. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا ولحقه أداء وعطيه الوسيلة والمقام محمودا الذي وعدته وجزينا ما هو أهل وجزينا من أبسل ما جازيت نبيا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين. It's 40 durood. Normally after Isha we read in that the durood sharif is there. You just download 40 durood books, PDF, 40 durood, you'll find that durood sharif in there. Inshallah, it's very powerful. But Allah salli ala Muhammadin, this Durood Sharif also, Allah ta'ala forgive you 80 years minor sins. 80 years, and Allah writes for you the reward of 80 years worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Abu Nu'aym rahimahullah mentioned in his kitab al-Hilya. Juma ke din 100 martaba durood padega wo qiyamah ke din is qadar noor ke sath aayega ki uska noor tamam makhlooq par share kar diya jaye to sab ko noor mil jaye. A person recite 100 times Durood Sharif on Friday, Allah usko itna noor dega. If Allah share the noor The people from Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah, everyone will become like a Noor, Noorani, like, you know. Everyone will be like a shining of the Noor. More further, on Friday, Suratul Kahf, one to Fazirat and we ending. Suratul Kahf, Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala says, Sun lo bhai, Surah Kahf ki Fazirat. Surah Kahf. Normally we read. One more, Khallad ibn Kasir rahimahullah, he was in the time of Sakrat. Time of Sakrat. They found one piece of paper near his pillow. Was written on it, Khallad ibn Kasir, you free from fire of Jahannam. It was not they, suddenly they found in the time of Sakrat. Logon ne uske gharwalon se pucha, ye Allah ki taraf se ye parchi hai, kya amal kiya? What he used to do? He says, every Friday he used to read this Duru Sharif. Every Friday, what I told you just now, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Nabiyil Ummi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin, Shawliullah Sabahatullah, his old Khandan, Shah Abdul Aziz, his sons, who they wrote so many books. The first person who brought the hadith in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, any alim, their chain always they reach to Shawliullah Sabahatullah, hadith chain. You can't go directly to Rasulullah until you via Hazrat Shah Waliullah, because he the first person brought the hadith in India. Subhanallah. Amazing. So they used to read the Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala, every Friday, how many times? 1,000 times. And I said to you, my experience, you will see Rasulullah in your dream. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi. Easy, eh? Very easy. So Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala's hadith mentioned in the Targhib al-Tarhib, Allama Munzir rahimahullah, rahimahullah. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya, jo Surah Kahf juma ke din padega, uske liye dono juma ke darmiyan noor paida ho jayega. Those who read the Surah Kahf on Friday, from this Friday till next Friday, Allah will be granting the noor, special noor from Allah. Hadith further. Abu Sayyid Khudri رضی اللہ عنہ فرماتے ہیں جو سورہ کعب رات جمعہ کی رات میں پڑھے گا اس کے اور بیت اللہ کے درمیان the distance from him to بیت اللہ that much نور اللہ will grant him. Third حدیث ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ narrated حدیث same in الترغیب الترہیب آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا جو سورہ کعب جمعہ کے دن پڑھے گا اس کے پیر سے لے کر the place he sat down and read سورہ کہا آسمان تک ایک نور روشن ہوگا اور قیامت کے دن he is going to follow in the same light on the pul sirat and اس کے دونوں جمعہ کے درمیان whatever the sins has been the person committed from last Friday to this Friday Allah will forgive. But remember, minor sins, not major sins. I commit zina whole week and Friday Jumma, Surah Kahf, MashaAllah, Maranama. No, minor sins. Major sins you have to make Tawbah. Always remember. Always two rakat salam Tawbah and you have to ask Allah Ta'ala, forgive me. That's very important. Also, the person who recites Suratul Kahf, Allah will protect him from who? Dajjal. Our Shaykh Yunus Sahib, Rahmatullahi, who was a Shaykh Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, Shaykhul Hadith. He have seen 82 times Rasulullah Sassim in his dream. He was a very great person. Allahu Akbar. Arab people were dying to take Hadith chain from him. I was a twice or three times I saw. From Sudan, especially the Arab people was to come to read whole Bukhari in the Hajj period. Hazrat Sid, missing whole Bukhari, morning till evening, and used to give them ijazat. Hadith ijazat. Arab people, that even the big rich people I have seen. They crying in front of Hazrat. He was a very great person. Very, very great person. Says, farmate hai, Surah Kahf ki shuru ki ayat, the akhri ayat, Imam Muslim rahimahullah said, at least if you cannot read, the best is read full Surah Kahf. But the person got no time. So Surah Kahf ki first 10 ayats, beginning of 10 ayats, and the last ruku, parle, Allah will protect him from the Dajjal. So our Shaykh Yunus Sahib used to say, that Allah can protect you from Dajjal. The enemy is nothing. Dajjal is biggest enemy than each and every Anbiya warned their nations. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said also to Ummah. It's a long, different chapter about Dajjal also. But Allah can protect us and protect our Iman from Dajjal. So the person who recites at least every day first ruku, 10 ayats of Suratul Kaab, Allah will protect him from all type of enemies surrounding him. Jealousy, hatred, Allah will protect him. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi mentioned in the Shara of Muslim Sharif, Allahu Akbar. So Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala said, those who recite Suratul Kaab, first 10 ayats, from the head to toes, Allah will fill the iman in his body. Iman. Ek hafte tak fitne se bach jayega. From this Friday until the next Friday, Allah will protect him from all type of trial. Trial. So many fitnas coming now. The challenge is coming to us. So our children also must tell them at least 10 ayats. First 10 ayats of Surah Kaab. Aur dusre hadith mein hai, hadith is quoted by Imam Ghazali rahimahullah. Imam Allama Shami also mentioned, Abu Hurairah Allah to narrate, Nabi Sahasam farmaya, jo shaks juma ki raat ya juma ke din mein Surah Kaab padega, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant him a noor. The person who recites Suratul Kaab, Allah will grant him a special light and noor. Jo parne wale ke maqam se lekar, yani the place you're sitting from there until Baytullah, that much noor Allah will grant us. And from first Friday to the last Friday, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. And plus another 3 days. Because if you do one righteous deed, one good deed, so Allah give you 10. So 10 days sins will be forgiven. And from if you read the Suratul Kaf before, after Maghrib, Juma night, so till morning, and if you read in the morning, till evening, the 70,000 angels make dua of forgiveness to you. Farishte dua karte hain. And further mention, bimariyon se Allah usko bachayega. Kaun ki bimariyon se? Soul. You know, body gets swollen. Believe me, body gets swollen. Sojan. And sine ki bimari, the chest meaning heart's problem. Heart's problem. Lungs problem. Allah will save that. And burs. Burs meaning white skins. The person get the sickness of called white skin. Yeah? Albino or leprosy, something like that. And juzams. Juzam meaning that something happened that the finger cut off itself. That's it. And what some ulama said, juzam means that our bladder opened up and always the urine comes out. Always the from back passage the number 2 come out. Always the wuzu break. Always problem. So and from the jaw, all these sickness, Allah will save us, inshallah. Those who recite Suratul Kaf on Friday night or Friday. Understand me now? Sure. At least come early in the masjid and before bayan and read the Suratul Kaf. Just one day we are asking you. Not every day. Juma ke din uski parne ki tamam ulama aur fuqahae kiram ne kaha sunnat hai. It's sunnat to read on Friday. Most of the scholars said raat ho ya din, once either raat mein either daytime. Afsos hazrat likhte hain, afsos aaj juma ke din ki ye sunnat musalmanon ke andar se nikal gayi. The sunnat we missing today. The Muslim is not practicing the sunnat of to recite Suratul Kahf. Allah taala amal ki taufeeq naseeb farmaye. One thing remember now, from when the Juma first azan take place, first azan, Juma on Friday, you have to stop selling, buying anything straight away. From first azan until the Juma end, in between, the person does, you know, purchase, selling, dealing, whatever is haram. 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 The money you earning, haram. Remember the masala. For Yahudi, for whole Saturday, no. Till today, you can see them. They don't even use the light to sometimes. They use the proper Yahudi, Orthodox something called, the strict one. They till today, you know, they're on Saturday, they don't even use the phone too. They still remember they follow the Torah. And Christians, not this Yahudi, you know, they're killing the Muslims.
telling that those who don't want to join in that, take the part, them, the real one. And the second, the Christian have to do ibadat. So they do ibadat Sunday. You can see that Sunday is full church because they don't do anything. They want church. Nowadays they gone backward. Otherwise, the real people of Christian, they used to whole day ibadat. But for us, Allah said, not whole day Jummah day. You just come from first azan till that Jummah end. That is time very important. Allah said Himself, "Idha nudiya lis salati min yawm al Jummah, fas'au ila zikrillah, wazur al bay." Leave your business, leave your shop, close the shop, everything, and run towards Allah. That's Allah's commanding me and you in the Quran Kareem. Not for any other, but this is very, very important to understand. I'm not going to do two customers, let's finish that. No, we're earning haram things. We're doing haram things. Allah Ta'ala save all of us, inshallah. Amen. Inshallah, there'll be no eat tomorrow, eh? No confirmation. Don't worry. I know that. Inshallah, the Eid inshallah on Wednesday. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about Eid. Inside some hadith about Eid. What we do on Eid day, inshallah, some virtues. And some about Salam. Assalamu alaikum. On Eid day, most normally, every day. What's virtues of Salam? Assalamu alaikum. What virtues? We don't know the why. We must learn that. How much sawab we can gain. Sahaba used to go in a market just to do Salam only. Assalamu alaikum. How much sawab, inshallah, I explain tomorrow about some salam hadiths and some about Eid, inshallah. Allah mulki tawfiq nasib. Ya Rahman Rahim, Ya Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Hannan Ya Manna, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. اللهم إني أسألك إنا نسألك بأن لك الحمد لا إله إلا أنت يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا الله یہ اسم عظم ہے تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سامنے ایک صحابی دعا کرتے ہوئے یہ دعا کرتے تھے جو ہم نے ابھی پڑھی ہے تو اللہ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا تو نے اسم عظم کہا ہے اب تو مانگ جو مانگتا ہے اللہ تجھے دے دے گا اے اللہ ہم اس مجمع میں تیرے نبی کی پیاری پیاری سنت اور باتوں کو سننے کے لیے بیٹھے ہیں اللہ ہم تجھ سے کیا مانگے کیا نہ مانگے ہمیں تو بہت کچھ ضرورت ہے لیکن سب سے بڑی ضرورت ہے الہ العالمین جتنے بھی زندگی میں گناہ کیے اللہ تو اپنے فضل سے معاف کر دے معاف کر دے اللہ ہماری اعلی اولاد کو بھی معاف کر دے اللہ ہمارے بیوی بچوں کو معاف کر دے اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو معاف کر دے اللہ ماں باپ کی محنتوں کی وجہ سے اے اللہ آج مسجد میں بیٹھے ہیں اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی مغفرت فرما ان کی قبر کو جنت کا باغ بنا دے اے اللہ ہم برابر ان کی خدمت نہ کر سکے تو معاف کر دے اللہ اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما زندوں کی بھی مغفرت فرما مردوں کی مغفرت اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اے اللہ جتنی بات کہی جاتی ہے سنی جاتی ہے اے اللہ اس میں تو بے انتہا برکت عطا فرما اخلاص عطا فرما اور لوگوں کو عمل کے اوپر تو ابھار دے اللہ تو سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے اے اللہ کروانا تیرا کام ہے اے اللہ ہمارے لیے آسان فرما دے اے اللہ یہ عبادتیں کرنا آسان فرما دے تاکہ ہم تیرے محبوب بندوں میں داخل ہو جائیں اللہ ایک دن تو آنا ہی ہے تیرے پاس جواب دینا ہی ہے اے اللہ جو زندگی ہماری غفلت میں گزر رہی ہے اے اللہ تو معاف کر دے اللہ اے اللہ گھروں کے جھگڑوں کو ختم فرما میاں بیویوں میں محبت نصیب فرما مودت نصیب فرما اولادوں میں محبت نصیب فرما اے اللہ جو کمی کوتاہی رہ گئی ہو تو معاف فرما اے اللہ معاف فرما اور بقیہ کچھ گھنٹے کچھ اوقات باقی ہے اس کی قدر کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے اللہ کیا معلوم آئندہ رمضان ملی نہ ملی ہم تجھ سے دعا ہی کر سکتے ہیں کہ ہمیں لمبی زندگی عافیت والی نصیب فرما عافیت والی لمبی زندگی نصیب فرما ایسی زندگی کہ تیرے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دعا فرمائی اے اللہ ایسی زندگی عطا فرما جس میں ہم نیک عمل کریں. اے اللہ ایسی زندگی ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ برائی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ بقیہ اوقات کو ہمیں ایمان کے ساتھ نیک عمل کے ساتھ گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے اے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. بہت سے لوگوں نے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے, کہنے کی تمنا کرتے ہیں. اے اللہ, اے اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما. جہاں جہاں لوگ سن رہے ہیں سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے دوست احباب بہت سارے ہیں جو ہمارے معتکفین کی خدمت کرتے ہیں. اے اللہ, اے اللہ وہ ڈونیشن بھی کر رہے ہیں کہ چلو اتنے زیادہ ہے ہماری طرف سے آج سحری ہو جائے افطاری ہو جائے. اللہ ان کے ڈونیشن کو قبول فرما. جن جن لوگوں نے کھلایا اللہ ان کے کھلانے کو قبول فرما. اور معتکفین کی عبادت میں ان کا حصہ بھی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ معتکفین کی خدمتوں میں ان کا حصہ نصیب فرما. اور ہمارے طارق بھائی جو پکانے والے اور ان کے ساتھ ٹیم ہے جو خدمت کرنے والی ہے, اللہ ان سب کو قبول فرما, ان سب کو عافیت نصیب فرما, ان کی زندگیوں میں خوب حلال روزی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ تیرے حبیب نے فرمایا خدمت سے خدا ملتا ہے. اللہ, اے اللہ تو انہیں اور ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے. اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو نیک بنا, مسجد کے منتظمین کو, مسجد کے منتظمین کو اے اللہ سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما. اے اللہ جو بھی جس لائن سے مسجد کی مدد کرتے ہیں اللہ سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرما, سب کی روزی میں برکت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ بہت سارے ہمارے دوست احباب اس مسجد میں مسجد کو آباد کرنے والے ہیں, بوڑھے لوگ ہیں جو مسجد میں ہر وقت رہتے ہیں. اے اللہ ان آباد کرنے والوں کو آباد فرما, ان کے دلوں کو آباد فرما, ان کے گھروں کو آباد فرما, ان کی زندگیوں کو آباد فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے روزوں کو قبول فرما, ہماری عبادت کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی سیدنا محمد وآلہ وسلم.